Now, in this last session, I'm going to talk about spiritual dynamics very, very quickly. It's one of the most difficult things for many people because they identify themselves as non-religious, but spirituality isn't about religion. Religion is a construct of men and humanity, and it's a bit like a club. There's the club of every kind of religion, and there's about 10,000 religions on the planet. But once we step out of that, and we start to look at it from a view of saying, okay, let me come up with a philosophical belief system, a personal philosophical belief system that tries to explain existence. And there's two ways to go here. We don't bother, and that means that we just are like a leaf on the wind and we don't want to understand anything. And, you know, we could be an atheist or whatever view that we take. But we've got to support that view with an argument that really defeats all other arguments. And when we go into spiritual dynamics, we're saying at that first position, to remind you, that we only have access to 0.0035% of what is. We're basically operating in a very, very small frequency. 99.9965 of what is, we don't know. And that is something you recognize when you go on the path to enlightenment. And you recognize that really it's not about knowledge that is enlightenment. It's about accepting one's abject ignorance. And that is the first piece of wisdom that we can gain from this world. And if we do that and we take that piece of wisdom and then we say, OK, if I clear my mind of all the static, all the thought that I've picked up over the years, all the belief systems that I've adopted, because even whatever religion we're in, we've had to be in a country to pick that religion, that maybe we were born, maybe it's cultural, all these things that add up to our sense of identity. If we want to expand the mind, we've got to kind of clear the mind from all of this and then play out a white sheet of paper in front of us in our imagination and say, okay, what is it I want on that white piece of paper? Is it going to be progressive or is it regressive? Is it going to be serving, let's say, an us mentality rather than an I focus? And these are the questions that we're going to ask. You notice as we've been through this, I'm asking you questions about why you think certain things, getting you to say, okay, why do I believe this aspect of me? Because there are lots of layers within the onion of our identity. And in existential terms, there is something called the inauthentic social identity. This is the one we've adopted over our lives. And then there is the core identity, the one that is a little bit more spiritual in its feeling. You'll notice that when you get, you know, goosebumps, when you feel that there's something touching you, an energetic field maybe. And that is really your spiritual side unlocking that part of your mind. And it really is a subject that cannot be said to you, this is what is. It's really something that you start to discover for yourself by going down a path, probably experiencing introspection, guidance to check that you're not lying to yourself, and community so you can sort of reverberate with a number of other people and get their views, because that allows you to expand the mind all the time. And as I said, that neuroplasticity will expand if you place it in the right environment, function and intention. You're going to get a better result. You're just going to have a faster mind, and that's what we want. We want a mind which without the limitations, so we become a global mind, so we don't have these difficulties to cope with anymore. We start to love ourselves a little bit better, we start to respect ourselves a little bit better, and we start to take the path, we call this a destiny path, rather than a pass of fate, where fate is just chucking things at you and you're not really being a very much of a driver in it. So when you want to create a personal philosophical belief system, you need to do a couple of things. The first thing is you need to write out why you believe a certain thing and make it arguable so there's no holes in that argument. It might take you a time, but why you believe what life is about. Then you want to secondary go into why, you know, what was life before we were here and what life might be afterwards. This is what we call theoretical consciousness. We're theorizing about systems and we want to argue and understand within our own mind why we take these positions. And this allows us to grow within this exercise. And then the third thing you want to do is make this whole personal philosophical belief system something that you can work with every day that isn't going to compromise your life, that isn't going to be stupid. It's going to be something that accelerates and helps you within the coming you know, difficulties that we're going to face in the next 10 years. We're going to go through a social revolution, the fourth industrial revolution. We're going to go through a change in consciousness, a change in the political, economic structures of the world. AI is going to bring changes that we cannot even envisage. So really what we need to do is develop this agile thinking so we can have this impact. But what we really need is consistency and commitment to grow the mind. If we do it in a very airy-fairy, wallowy way, it's not going to work. We need to just take ourselves and say, okay, I want to grow. And once we start growing, we will never want to stop. Thank you very much for listening to this. Please get in touch. Council for Human Development, co-create a better world. We will help you to the next stage and give you the insights and the programs necessary to get you to be more creative, more innovative, to creatively problem solve, critically think, empathetically understand, co-create with other people, and just have a better relationship and a better life. And it's all to be found, all to be gained. So look forward to seeing you.